This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Continuing the side and total talk for today, Week 9 NFL Sunday in a moment. But during the break, we were discussing what we'll be eating today on Week 9 NFL Sunday. Sam said he'll be eating pizza. What kind of pizza will you be? I know you said like the style, but you get plain cheese, toppings. Like, what is going to be like Sam's pizza choice today?
I'm going to go probably with a little hot honey pepperoni.
Yes.
That's what I'm feeling. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I want to also, I brought it up to the crew during the break. I want to shout out my guy, Pan Pizza Poppy, on Instagram, Pan Pizza Poppy. I brought it up during the break, and I think the entire crew is now going to get pizza because we were just scrolling the feed during the show or during the break, and he does a Detroit-style homemade pizza. Unbelievable. So I will definitely be getting pizza, and I hope that whoever's listening right now, if you want pizza, get yourself a pizza today. You deserve it.
that was aimed directly at me. I think I'll be getting I'm gonna have to get some pizza today, so I understand. You will not have to revoke my man card. I'll get some pizza today. All right, you know, I actually don't know the answer to this question. Super Bowl 51, I had the Falcons and the under and lost both when the game went to overtime and the Patriots scored. Did you bet the Falcons in that game? I feel like a lot of people did.
I had under 59.
34-28 final score.
Yeah,
62.
Overtime,
yeah, 62. So on the TV, I have NFL Countdown here on the TV, like above my desk, and they were showing highlights of that game. Like, love to relive terrible gambling losses during a sports betting show. So anyway, that takes us to today in Foxborough, Sam, with the Falcons and the Patriots in New England. Patriots looking to make it 7-2. Where do we stand right now at the Patriots and the Falcons? Atlanta off the loss last week at home against the Miami Dolphins.
So we're 5.5 right now. They bet 6 in Vegas. The wise guys did come in, bet the Falcons plus 6. This cratered to about 4.5 last night. So we have seen some money the last 12, 15 hours on the Patriots. This is pros against Joes. The pros are on the Falcons. The Joes are on the Patriots. But Drake May's really good, and he may be the equalizer.
Can I give you my betting thought on this game? And I want to my handicap of this of Falcons Dolphins last week, Sammy, was actually like Sterling. Like, I absolutely drilled it. Except I bet the wrong side. The very, 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 very wrong side. So the Falcons are the ultimate Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde team, right? Capable of beating some of the best teams in the league like they did to the Bills on Monday night a few weeks ago, or getting blown out at home by a team that fired its general manager a couple days ago in the Miami Dolphins. So if that's true, I kind of think the Falcons are the extreme outcomes team. They're either going to lose by 20 or they're going to win outright. I want nothing to do with the point, Sammy. I'm going to bet the Falcons to win this game, which means, people, if you want to bet Patriots minus like 16.5, go for it. Yeah, like, they could show up and beat anyone or lose to anyone on any given day. So if you're going to give me close to plus 200 on the money line, I bet plus 195 last night, like, I'm going to take it, and if I'm wrong, so be it. I'm betting the Falcons to win the game today in New England.
So they are enticing, attractive as a dog, no doubt. I think the one thing we've learned over the years about the Falcons, and maybe it's not fair to generalize, but I do feel this way a ton. I see them as a favorite, and I go, ah! I see them catching points, and I think, yeah, this is a good bet. I just never really want to back them as favorites, and this is a role where you're literally buying low. This team beat Buffalo recently.
Badly.
In this role. Yeah, I mean, they were at home, but in the dog role, north of four, this is a sweet spot for the Falcons for a lot of professionals, and as I said, they did bet Atlanta. They came in and bet six.
I'm a huge fan of the Sam Paniatovich. Can you do that again for us, that noise?
Yeah!
it was the second one. The second one is what it is. I feel like you do that at least once per show, and I just wanted to say that I really enjoy it, and I think you should do it more often. I think it's really funny. All right, that's the Falcons and the Patriots. Moving on to Pittsburgh, where I do feel like people later in the week and this weekend are into the Steelers. I'm on the other side. We'll see how it goes. Where do we stand here, Sammy, with 7-1 Indianapolis at suddenly free-falling 4-3 Pittsburgh with the Baltimore Ravens hot on their heels?
So we finally, last night, started to get off the three. 3.5s were popping. So we saw support, obviously, for the Colts. This number has been 3 basically all week. It opened 3 and it hung 3. Friday, Saturday, 3.5. And now we're seeing that Tomlin home dog money today. Godspeed, because this is not a Tomlin defense that I respect or trust. I think the Steelers can hang, but can they really stop that running game for 4 quarters? I don't know. I found myself on Colts minus 3 in contests.
I laid 3 with the Colts also. And let me toss this thought at you betting wise in this game. And you say it and I say it all the time, right? Just because we're really confident about something doesn't mean it has to happen. Like, the Steelers can obviously win the game, cover, win by double digits. My thought, Sam, is if the Steelers are going to win this game or keep it close, I think it almost has to correlate to the over. Like, how are the Colts not scoring a lot of points in this game? Like, the answer is, like, red zone turnovers, but I feel like, on average, the Colts are going to score a lot, and if Pittsburgh's going to win, it's going to be like 31-28, 34-31, something like that. Do you agree with that thought, that Steelers correlates to the over? Can they win a lower-scoring game?
I think they'd like to, fundamentally, but I don't know that they can. And to your point about offense and touchdowns, this total has moved a ton. It opened at 48. It is now 51.5. So they blew it through the 48, the 49, and the 50. BetMGM, 51.5.
I do like the over if I had to bet it, and Colts team total is all. That's what I feel really confident in, is the Colts scoring a ton of points. I did lay 3 with Indianapolis. A couple more for us to hit, Sammy, in the 1 o'clock slate, Eastern. Let's go to Houston. I think this is just a fascinating handicap. You better, you bet's countdown to kickoff on this week 9 NFL Sunday. Nikki K and Sammy P. The Houston Texans hosting the Denver Broncos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I think I just lagged there for a second. My apologies. Houston is now 2.5 at multiple books offshore. Pinnacle and Chris, those are big, heavy hitters, market-moving books. BetMGM is at 2. And the total, actually, I know people look at Denver and Houston and think, oh, well, this will be 17-10. This will be 20-17. The support and the biggest move in this game came on the over. 39.5 to 41.5. That's a low number, and it got bet up.
If you had to bet the winner of this game, or just bet the spread, small spread, Houston is like a 2-point home favorite, what would you do?
I would take the points, I think, but I did not bet the game. I think I would take the 2. Houston is a favorite. I don't know, man. I don't trust them. I don't.
I like Denver. Just curious, right? Because you talk to a ton of people every week. Like I talk to a ton of people every week, and I don't know. I enjoy the validation of others. I like when people I consider to be smart like agree with my opinion. And I feel like, Sam, like the majority of people I have spoken to this week that I respect all like Houston. Have you found the same? I know like you and I both like Denver, maybe me a little bit more than you. Have you found that that's kind of been the case this week, that a lot of people like the Houston Texans that you talk to?
That pseudo sharp side, is that what you're saying? The pseudo
sharp
side?
I'm being sincere here. I think the Texans, not the sharp side doesn't always win, obviously. I like the other side. I actually do feel like the Texans are the sharp side here. I like the other side, and I think I have a good reason. I don't think that they're like a fake. I do not think that they are a fake sharp side in this game.
Maybe pseudo sharp is the wrong term, but just the sharp side that is so sharp it hurts and loses. That's sort of where I'm at. Like Denver just pasted Dallas, just pasted them. And I know that what happened last week doesn't mean it's going to happen this week, but Denver's just a better team. They're just a better team. I remember
we did the show last week, like Houston against San Francisco, and the handicap was literally, it was really simple. Like the Texans might have, along with the Raiders, the worst offensive line in the league, but the Niners have no pass rush. And then C.J. Stroud goes 30 of 39 and doesn't get sacked once in the game. So, okay, great. Like, that was San Francisco. Now here's Denver in that pass rush. And everyone goes, oh, well, they're going to have 6 offensive linemen block. Great. Awesome. Here's Nick Benito and Jonathan Cooper, like, to wreck this entire game. So I can be wrong, and maybe extra offensive lineman means Nico Collins is open down the field and the Broncos don't have Patrick Surtain. Possible. I like the Broncos. I think Denver, Sam, is going to win the game. Let's go to Cincinnati. Bears at the Bengals. Chicago now 4-3. Cincy at 3-5. The big news here, injury-wise, Joe Flacco will start today for Cincinnati, per ESPN's Adam Schefter. Was questionable with the shoulder injury. DeAndre Swift out for the Bears. Rookies Kyle Manungai will be the lead ball carrier today for Ben Johnson's team. What do we have with Chicago and Cincinnati?
I was fortunate enough, because everybody cares about my fantasy team, right? I was able to get Manungai. I got Manunga because I had Swift, and then I saw that he was out and went, uh-oh, who am I going to get? I need a running back, and Manunga was right there. Like, I saw the alert on my phone, and I got him, and I made the claim. Manunga's starting for me, so I hope he goes off today. As for the game itself, you know, this number opened at 1.5 when the Superbook put it up last Sunday. Chicago, 1.5. A lot of support all week for the Bears. Out to 3 at multiple books. BetMGM, 2.5, minus 120. Another interesting nugget in this game, the total went from 51 to 53, back to 51. So there's been a lot of okey-doke on the total, but the big move came on the Bears, 1.5 out to 3.
I do think Kyle Manungai absolutely smashes today. The Bengals have the worst defense in the league. Any desire, Sam, to lay the points with Chicago here?
I've thought about it because the one thing that Chicago's offense can do is churn butter on the ground. They run the ball a ton. I don't think Ben Johnson trusts Caleb. I really don't. They've really put the restrictors on him. And if they just run the ball and protect the ball, they should be fine. I also think they're gonna throw a couple double team looks at Jamar Chase. How about that prop? 94.5 receiving yards for Jamar Chase. That's a big old number, man.
And Joe Flacco, I may have the exact number wrong, is targeting Chase like 17 times per game on average since he became the quarterback. At least he's been able to make them fantasy relevant again. And just on this game, we'll do the full actives and inactives in 10 minutes. Trey Hendrickson officially inactive today for the Cincinnati Bengals. Their lead pass rusher. And maybe he's played his final game in Cincinnati with the trade deadline approaching. I think if the Bengals lose this game, they know the season's circling the drain, and maybe they look to move Trey Hendrickson. Niners and the Giants, Sam, about 20 minutes from where I am right now in New Jersey. The Niners, with a bunch of pass rushers out and Mac Jones starting at quarterback against the Giants team, down 3 starters in the secondary. What do we have with the Niners at the G-men?
Movement-wise, there's not a ton, honestly, which means it's sort of a boring game, at least in Vegas. Open 2.5, sitting 2.5. Totals come up a bit, and I think there's a lot to do with, obviously, the defensive injuries that you just brought up. 45.5 to 48.5, so a 3-point move. And those 47s and 48s, Nick, those are key totals. Those are very important numbers, 41, 44, 47, 48. To get it from 45.5 to 48.5 is a lot of money on the over.
Will the Giants be in Sam Panayotovich's underdog moneyline parlay next hour?
I don't think so. I'm sorry. I know you're a Giants guy. I think they
That's
stink.
Okay.
They're fun.
Well,
they're
well,
fun,
you're
but
right.
They stink. They stink.
Are they fun? It remains to be
funner.
Seen if fun.
Is had, funner a word?
It isn't, but I think it is apropos in this instance. They were fun for a few weeks. I don't know how much fun it's going to be. Let's sneak in one more here. We'll do the rest on the other side. I know you have a pretty strong opinion on this game, Sammy. What about the Jaguars without Travis Hunter at the Las Vegas Raiders with Brock Bowers back for them?
We bet 3. This is my favorite bet of the week. Plus 3, which is now gone, of course. That's why you have to listen to the network all week, not just on Sunday. 3 is gone. That kind of disappeared when you got the full, report on Bowers that he's going to play, and he told reporters he was going to play. That's when it came off the 3. You also combine that with the Travis Hunter news. 2.5 at a lot of books, but I just saw in the last 10 minutes, multiple books in Vegas moved to 2. The Westgate and the Circa are now sitting Jacksonville 2. So even more game day support for the Raiders plus the points.
Yeah, it's just with Travis Hunter out, Trevor Lawrence has been scattershot. Brian Thomas Jr. has got the yips. I wanted to bet the Jaguars, and I don't think I can get there. And like Sammy, this whole week talking about the Raiders, Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon with Joe Ostrowski. Make sure you listen to it and search it in podcast form. Me on You Better You Bet weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. I wanted to bet the Jaguars. I don't think I can get there with Jacksonville. Maybe we could do, Sammy, one more. The Saints and the Rams in Los Angeles. Tyler Shuck making his NFL starting debut.
John Murray told me, Vegas bookmaker, wise guys took 14. Okay, they did take it, and then when it got to 13.5, it was shoved right back on the Rams. So we're sitting 14 basically everywhere, total 44.5.
Our mutual buddy, Rob Bazzola, who comes on You Better You Bet every Thursday, a respected better in the space, said on the show on Thursday, Sam, that he bet Saints money line with the thought that what if Tyler Shuck's good, then forget about the points and take the Saints to win. I don't think the Saints are going to win, but I just wanted to throw that out there just in case anyone was interested. Take a quick break. On the other side, all the actives and inactives and the rest of the side and total movement, including the Chiefs and the Bills in Buffalo.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.